Take your Bible, turn to James chapter number 4. James chapter number 4. James chapter number 4, verse number 6. The Bible said, "But he giveth more grace, wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Submit yourself therefore to God, and resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you." I won't preach tonight for a little while, if God be my help on this thought. Grace that waits my table. Grace that waits my table. I was wandering around out in the world, and the world's a big place. And as you wander around the world, sometimes, Brother Robert, you get hungry. And you get to wondering if there's just a little morsel of something that you could get that would satisfy you. People's looking all over the place for satisfaction. They're looking here and there and wanting a little satisfaction here. And like, but that doesn't satisfy. And that's what I was doing. That's what you was doing. That's what we were doing, was looking around for a little something that would satisfy. And James says here, "But he giveth more grace. Wherefore he saith, God resist the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble." I was out in the world, you was out in the world, we were out in the world, we was hunting, we was searching, we was looking for something that would give us a little bit of encouragement, a little bit of help, maybe even something that we could use to help somebody else. And we was having a hard time finding it. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad I got that grace came to where I was. Amen. That grace came to where you were. When you needed grace, grace showed up. Amen. That's what it does. Grace showed up. "For by grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourself. It is a gift of God, and not of works, lest any man should boast." So grace showed up through faith. Praise God. We knew that we needed something. We didn't know what we needed, but grace did. I'm so glad tonight that grace knows what I need, ain't you? I'm so glad grace could come to where I was. I'm so glad grace could touch my heart. I'm so glad grace could touch my mind. I'm so glad grace could touch my body. I'm glad, so glad grace could touch my soul. I'm so glad grace could touch my spirit. I'm glad tonight that God, through His marvelous grace, the amazing grace of God, could come down to me and come get to you right to where we were. We couldn't get to Him, but He come to us. Amen. Grace come down, and He said, and He introduced Himself. He said, "For by grace are you saved through faith." Grace come down, introduced itself to me. And I realized tonight, praise God, there was something that was a whole lot bigger than I was on that Wednesday night, 1976. Brother Bill had come in that little auditorium where I was. Praise God, He filled that place up. And there wasn't no work for me to go. But praise God. And I began to call on God, and grace almighty heard, and grace stirred in my soul, praise God. And through faith, I received some help. Grace introduced themselves to me. So I'm Grace. Thank God for grace, ain't you? Amen. Bless His holy name. Praise His name. Amen. Grace come to where I was that day. And Grace, I was hungry. I was looking for something. Grace pulled up to the table where I sat and said, "Let me tell you, sir, I'll be taking care of you." Amen. Praise God, I'm glad grace waited on my table. I'm glad grace come to where I was. I'm glad grace had saw my need. And I'm glad grace let me know that grace will be taking care of me. Amen. They say, if there's anything going to take care of you tonight, it'll be grace. It'll be grace of God, the grace of God that takes care of everything. The grace of God that's only able to exceed abundantly above everything that we had asked or could imagine. It's just the grace of God. Praise God, it knows exactly where you're at. Grace knew that I was hungry when I come to the table. Amen. Grace knew I'd need to be fed. Grace knew that I wouldn't always know exactly what I wanted to eat. Have you ever started to go to eat and you're so hungry you don't really know what you want? Amen? You don't know. Everything sounds good and everything sounds awful at the same time. And you can't make up your mind, and then you try to get your spouse involved and it just gets bigger. Amen. You're trying to figure out what you want, what would be good. But grace is there, praise God, at the table. Praise God, grace shows up, and they show up with that old menu, praise the Lord, and they present you with the menu. Amen.
Amen.
Grace shows you the menu, praise God, and it's dining from another country. And grace says, hey, listen, I pray God, I know that you're hungry. So let me just show you the menu. Amen. I'm glad we got the menu, ain't you? I'm glad we know, praise God, those good things that come from God. Praise his holy name. Grace knew I was hungry. Grace showed me the menu. She put it in my hand, praise God, so I could see it for myself. I'm glad we got an old Bible, praise God, tonight. It's old King James Bible. It's the Word of God. It's a menu of life. It's a roadmap for life. It's basic instruction before leaving this planet Earth. Glory, hallelujah. And I'm glad it's that way. I can try to put my faith and trust in something else and someone else. But praise God, I'm glad the only one, the only thing that's given direction, grace is given direction in, is the Word of God. Man, gives us a menu so we can know what we have. Grace began to show me all the good things. Amen. All the good things that's there to be had of God. All the promises, all the goodness from front to back. There's so much in there you can't tell it. Amen. If you don't read, if you don't look, if you don't understand, pray God, if you don't ask God, let God's grace show you. I pray God, the magnificence of God's Word, you're missing out. It kills me. People say, well, a preacher, I can sit at home I can sit home and just be just as blessed as I can in the church house. I said, no, you can't. Because the Bible said, fail not to send yourself together, cut some his. And so we need to gather together, encourage each other, and see grace move through the pews. Amen. Nothing like grace. Amen. Moving through the pews. Grace that waits on your table. Grace that serves you. Grace that gives you what you need. Grace that knows what you need. See, there was some things in here. And grace said, listen, we've got some specials just for you. Amen. You realize in the menu of Almighty God that there's some specials in here just for you tonight. Amen. Praise God that God wants you to partake of, that God wants you to have part in. There's some specials in here, praise God, that grace is coming, and if you'll we'll just trust in his grace, he'll show you tonight. Amen. That grace of an Almighty God, praise the Lord, that'll satisfy your soul, that'll give you that nutrition, that'll give you the wholeness that you need, praise God. It's better than the Whole Food store. Praise God, he's got all that you need. Amen. Delivered by grace. Well, grace knows what you need. Amen. Grace knew from the very beginning, Brother Jeff, grace knew what I might like. Yeah. Amen. You say, hey, what do you say? Grace knew what I might like. Grace took me, put me in the menu, praise it, and said, well, now this is what would be, this was here pretty good now, and this here, it's really satisfying, and it'll fill you up. It'll give you some substance to go on just a little bit further. Yeah. Amen. It'll give you some encouragement, praise God, that'll help somebody else down along the way. So grace knew exactly, praise God, what I might like. Praise God Almighty. And then grace come along and took it and made it all look good. I mean, from the front to back. Praise God, it all looks good. Altogether lovely. Amen. When grace begins to set your table, grace begins to wait on your table, praise God. The table begins to look better. Amen. I just imagine one of these days, praise God, when Jesus does gird himself and about and serve us. Hey, glory, hallelujah, what a day that'll be. But grace said, grace come to the table, he realized what we needed, praise, knew what I might like, and grace took my order. Amen, praise God. He took my order. I said, Lord, I won't be saved. I don't want to die and go to hell. Amen. Lord, I don't want to live it. I don't want to live in this old world without Jesus. Lord, would you forgive me for my sins? Save me by your marvelous grace. Grace took my order and took it to portals of glory. Amen. Grace came back through. Praise God, before I ever got up from my knees, Brother Robert, and said, I put your order in for you. Amen. man, glory, hallelujah, so I could come out of there, praise God, walking about that high, feeling 10 foot tall and bulletproof. I say, glory, hallelujah, the weight's been lifted off of me. I'm not where I used to be, but praise God, I'm saved by the marvelous grace of God. Yeah, preacher, how do you know? Because grace told me so. Amen. The one that's waiting my table, the one knows what I need, the one that's there to meet those needs, the one that took my order, the one that placed the order in the portals of glory. Amen. And then why? The order's been placed. And ain't it amazing how, praise God, between the time when you get to here to yonder, praise God, the God comes along and the grace that's waiting on you brings you a little appetizer. Man, I like them appetizers, don't you? So here's your little appetizer to the, he said, here's your little appetizer, praise God. This is just a little preview of what's to come. Amen. I like them appetizers, don't you? Praise God, they're pretty tasty. It's not enough to fill you up, but enough to make you anticipate what's coming. Amen. Because yeah, them appetizers always pretty good stuff. Amen. And it makes you look forward to the main course when it's served. When grace served me up, praise God, and I was on my knees, and God was speaking to my heart, as I took it to the portals of glory, amen, and the Holy Spirit, grace was a dealing, and the Holy Spirit of God come down and just flooded my soul, praise God, told me I was going to be all right, didn't want to have to worry about the dark no more, didn't worry about the fires no more, didn't worry about hell no more, because God Almighty, through grace and mercy, had done saved my soul. Gave me an appetizer. Mighty tasty, that appetizer. Amen. Praise God. I like it. Ain't ever got over it. Praise His holy name. Amen. And in grace, praise God, I come out of there shouting and praising and giving God glory. And it wasn't long. Grace come by and said, hey, the main course is going to be here in a minute. Amen. They're working on it now. It won't be too long. Praise God. He said, but He giveth more grace. Amen. He said, God resist the proud, but giveth grace. And why did you bow myself down? I said, glory, hallelujah. If this is so good, I can't even imagine what the main course is going to be like. Amen. So I got waiting there, and praise God. And then after a little bit, praise God, grace come along and set that main course down there. And said, now be careful with that, because it's hot. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. He said, it's fresh off the grill. Praise God. Grace said, hey, I brought this down here. I'm serving it from glory. Praise God. Serve by grace. It's just for you. Amen. Ain't you glad? Praise God. Well, grace brings you something fresh. Brings you something hot from the portals of glory. Brings it down to you on purpose. Brings it to where you at. Amen. Praise God. Ain't you glad when Jesus came down, praise God, and brought His grace with Him? Amen. Full of mercy. The Bible says in John chapter 1, verse 14, said, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory is only begotten of the Father, full of what? Grace and truth. Amen. I'm glad, praise God, that grace come down. Grace set me, I was waiting on my table. Grace come down through the Lord Jesus Christ. And we beheld His glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Amen. Amen. He was filled full of grace. Full of grace that He had run over and run over on me and you. That grace had abundance to give, praise God. When grace waits your table, it's all that you need. Amen. Grace is there to meet every need that we might have. Praise God. You said, preacher, how do you get that? The Bible said you submit yourself therefore to God. Then you resist the devil and he'll flee from you to draw nigh to God. And he will draw nigh to you. Grace helps you to do that. Without grace, we can't get close to God. But with grace, praise God, we can draw nigh to Him, praise God. And He'll come and He'll take that main course and He sets it on the table. He says, young, be careful. It's hot out of glory. Amen. Praise God. I hope you enjoy it. Amen. Praise God. And you pick up that silverware of faith. Amen. You begin to dive into that. And you begin to partake of that good stuff that grace has brought you from the portals of glory. And you begin to realize how wonderful it is. Amen. It's a strong, praise God. It bumps up your immune system. Your immune system gets stronger, praise God, with every bite. Amen. You eat it up, praise God. It's so good. It's some of the best stuff you ever eat in your life. Amen. You gobble it up. Amen. Thanking God for every bite. Amen. Served by grace from God. Bless His holy name. It's sufficient to satisfy. Amen. Remember, I come in hungry. Grace met me, come, introduced them, told me who they were. Praise God. Put the menu in my hand. He said, you just ordered up. Praise God, all those precious promises, all the goodness of God, it's all in here for you. Just how much of it do you want? Amen. What would you like to place your order for tonight? Amen. So I'm put that order in for you. Grace. Marvelous grace makes a difference in every life, in every home, in every family. Amen. Changes us, molds us, makes us the likeness of His image. So we give Him the glory. Praise God, grace. That unmerited favor of God. Paul would say about that this in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 10. Paul would say, but by the grace of God, I am what I am. And His grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly than they all. Why? Because of grace. But now listen. He said, yet not I, but the grace of God, which was with me. Amen. That makes the difference. When grace, praise God, waits on your table, God begins to manifest Himself to you, praise God, tonight. We see the mighty hand of God. Amen. That grace connection in service, that grace connection in growth, that great connection in giving. Amen. And grace teaches us to do all those things for God's glory. And it all happens when grace waits your table. Amen. Bless His holy name. Thank God for that, isn't it you?
Amen.
We sat in the dinner the other day. We went to eat. And the little person come up to us and said, my name's Grace, and I'll be waiting on you today. She walked off. She took her drink, ordering well. I told Teresa, I said, glory to God, what a message. Amen. I said, what a message. What a message. Grace waiting my table. Grace of an almighty God taking care and serving us. Serving up the book, the menu of an almighty God to somebody like us. So we could partake it and enjoy, pray God, the glory of a holy and righteous God.
Amen.
Amen. When grace waits on your table, praise God, it gets better and better. Amen. You can't elaborate on what they have to serve you because you don't know what you need. But ain't you glad that grace does? Ain't you glad grace knows just exactly what you need? Knows just exactly what you'd like. Knows just exactly what will sustain you and give you strength for the journey ahead. It's already been said, the road we're traveling may get rocky, may get rough, but there's a God of heaven and the good grace of God has promised to go with us. You got God the Father, you got the Son, God the Holy Spirit, you got grace, you got mercy, and you got love that's promised to be there with you. Surely mercy shall follow you all days of our life, and we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. When you got grace and mercy on your side, praise God, we got it made. We just keep pressing on for cause Christ, keeping looking up. Brother Robert said that. He said, you see these things begin to come past, just look up and lift up your head, for your redemption draweth nigh. It's getting time. It's getting going home time. Amen. That's not a sad thing. That's a glorious thing. Ecclesiastes 12:7 said, the body goes back and dust which comes. The spirit goes back to be with God who give it. Amen. Praise God. That spirit that lives and breathes and has our being. Amen. One of these days going to fly away. As a old proverb, the old preacher would write, and said, one day I'll fly away. Amen. I believe Jesus is going to step out of a cloud one day and say, he's going to, with a shout and a trump, say, come up hither. He'll say, come away, my beloved, my fair one. Come away. Amen. Praise God. It won't matter. Hey, listen. It won't matter what's going on when that happens. Amen. We know what's going to happen. We're going to go be with Jesus. We're going to be with him forevermore. We're going to go get that. Somebody said a while ago, we're going to get to see all those old saints of God that's done gone on. They're up there waiting on us. Amen. Praise God. Except, hey, there's not a whole lot going to happen till we get there. Amen. And then it's going to be good. It's going to be a whole glory hallelujah reunion in heaven. Made possible by grace. That unmerited, unworked for, undeserved favor of God. That's what happens when grace waits your table. You get the good things of God. The best that's so good that you couldn't pay for them if you wanted to. But God in his grace, he gives you those things. Amen. The only begotten Son full of grace and truth. Praise his holy name. Ain't you glad for that tonight? Amen. See, I don't know about you, but praise God, I'm glad grace waits my table. I'm glad grace showed me what I need. I'm glad grace gives me guidance. I'm glad grace gives me leadership and points me in the right direction. And through faith, I just trust the Lord. And you can too. Amen.